Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Even when All right, I got a little question for y'all as we start here. I want you to think real hard. This is, I know a lot of times we'll ask rhetorical questions. I actually want you to answer me on this one. So, was today the worst day of anyone's life? Can anybody point to today, June 11th, 2013, was the absolute worst day of my life? Well, then what that means is things have always gotten better. If today wasn't the bottom, then every tough situation, crappy thing you've ever had to go through, it got better. And I think that's at the core of this question is, because I know, I'm only going to point the finger at myself, I know when I want to give up, the thought that pushes me to that absolute edge is that this is how it's always going to be. It's never going to get any better than this. Maybe I'm the only one who ever feels that way, but whenever you're in the middle of that thing and you can't ever picture being on the other side of it, whether that's being in a bad relationship, whether that's being broke, whether that's being locked up, whether that's being in addiction, the most dangerous thought is it's always going to be like this. Because that thought kills your hope. Hope's very important in our walk with the Lord. That idea, that question Hallie asked being in the launching pad there, what does it look like to have rest in the Lord? What does it look like to really live in God's promise? I think hope is a giant part of that. Because of that, I think one of the biggest places that the devil tries to attack us is right in our hope. Because that can cause you to make some pretty stupid decisions when you get your hope taken away. And I think a lot of what we're looking at here is a lot of us are in situations that are tough. It might be tough for a little while, maybe a long while, but they're going to get better. It's guaranteed. If you keep putting in the effort, it's going to get better. If you keep working your steps, your situation with that substance is going to get better. If you keep doing what the people at the facility are asking you to, eventually you will get out and things will be better. If you're someone, you know, think about when you're a kid and you're stuck at home. Parents are driving you nuts. Some days, once again, I'm only talking myself. Some days, the only thing that got me through that was the thought, I will turn 18. I will leave these crazy people. Eventually, there's an end point to that, right? So that danger of it won't get better, I think, causes us to get into situations that aren't going to get better. That's what giving up is. Because, brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as actually giving up. There's no such thing as just quitting. You will have to wake up. You will have to do something to obtain some kind of money for food and shelter. There's no such thing as just laying down in the middle of the road and waiting for the Spirit to whisk you away. So the only thing that happens is you stop trying to get better. And you just let the world take you where it will take you. And that tends to be nowhere good. Think at the core of a lot of this desire to give up is a thought that the problem must be me. Problem must be I've done too many things, thought too many weird things, and God just doesn't have anything. Well, that's patently not true, and in our minds, we know that's not true. You come here every week, and somebody from the stage tells you that God has something for you. And that's true, and you know that. That's all through the scripture. Again, today was not the worst day of your life. At some point, something bad was happening, and it's not happening anymore. So God brought you out of that. But when that hope gets taken away, that's a dangerous thing. Because then we start trying to do it on our own. Because we think that I must be the problem, so I'm just going to stop caring, stop investing. And that's where we end up. The problem there is, a lot of times, other people are the problem. I have good news for you today. A lot of times here at the Bridge, we want to tell you that you have to take a look at yourself and take stock of what you're doing, and that's true. But sometimes, people are just giant jerks to you all day, every day. I can't be the only person who has that situation. Sometimes your boss, not my bosses, my bosses are lovely and talented and brilliant. But people who aren't me, I'm led to understand, have problems with bosses and people in authority. And sometimes, I'm going to tell a story. Not a story, a little saying on my bosses every once in a while. And once in a while, Glenn and Jed will come to me with a task. And it's clear that the only reason I have this task is because they didn't want to do it. And I will tell, there's an old saying, we're all from the South, that manure, I'm going to pick a nice word for that, rolls in a particular direction. It is always downhill. And some days, you're just the dude standing at the bottom of the hill. And that's all there is to it. But that idea that this is never going to get better causes us to seek out situations like that. We'll pick an example. Let's just say loneliness. Say, you know, I'm out. I don't have the community maybe I had behind bars, or I have a relationship. Just really lonely. We've all been there. That's something that happens to everybody. So what does giving up look like? Well, I'm just going to stay in these sweatpants and order ice cream from somewhere else and watch movies. And this couch is where I live out my days. Okay, you've given up. So that's happened. Is your problem ever going to get better? You're going to add a ton of problems to that? Maybe a lot of us are having a hard time finding a job. So I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to stop ever looking for a job. Okay. You gave up, so you stopped putting in the effort. Your problem's not going to get better. And now I've got a bunch of free time that I used to fill with things that weren't job hunting, maybe things that were smokable. So now I've got a lot of extra time to just do that because I've given up. You still got to live with the consequences of your giving up in that hopelessness. But it won't always be this way. The Bible says that the most important things we can build ourselves on are faith, hope, and love. And I think it's important to look at hope there because I think that's the most fragile. God's love is reflected in us. It's not that hard to do something nice for someone, to come, you know, move the chairs to the bridge and show love. That's okay. Faith is something that you can go to your Bible, you can ask an older person, Lord, you can get some faith. But hope is tricky. Hope wanders from one second to another. I want to look at this verse. You'll bring that up for me, Tasha. Thank you. I want to look at the importance of hope. Romans 5 says, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Now, I've pointed out before that giving up won't work. Here's the other thing I know about the people in this room and the people listening to this. You couldn't do it if you tried. Nobody in this room could give up. Because if anybody has had excuses to give up, it's the people in this room. But God's Holy Spirit has been poured into your heart. You know, even in those darkest days, you know that there's something better. You know that there's something out there for you. So the only thing that can tear down our hope is a lie. Because God's Spirit is truth, and the truth gives us hope. And that's that lie I want to look back at again, just one more time. It'll always be this way. It won't always be this way. You can go home and look this one up. I didn't put it up on the slide. There's a verse in Revelation 24 that talks about, you know, at the end of all things, it says there will be no more tears or mourning or crying or pain because the old way of things has passed away. It won't always be this way. And maybe that's all you can sink your teeth into. There's going to come a day when it's not. I'm going to lowball you guys. I'm not going to ask us to believe that God has every good thing for you. He does. I'm not going to ask you to buy into the fact that he's got an amazing life for you. He does. All I'm going to ask you to take home with you is this. It can get a little better. I think we can all believe that. There's something coming that's going to be a little better. And I hope that's enough to not give up. Because a little better in God is much better than the world can offer you. I had a conversation with a friend once who was being very Christian, was saying, talking about kind of her little morning devotional time that she does every day. And I said, well, you seem to be doing better, so what's the deal with that? She said, well, I get up every day and I just ask the Lord to, the first thing I say is I ask the Lord to reveal to me ways in which he loves me and I'm his favorite. And I thought, well, that's a good thing to do. And then I thought to myself, what's my first thought towards the Lord when I get up every morning? And I landed on, all right, you got me into this, you got to get me out.
Amen.
That's about all I can pull off some mornings. But that's enough. Because we've said it before, and I'm going to leave you with this. You just need enough hope for today. That's all it takes to stop giving up. If you can get to your head on the pillow with just hope that it'll get a little better, that'll build, and that'll go somewhere good. Amen?
Amen.